USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two of the biggest remaining American tire companies are joining forces. Goodyear Tire and Rubber is acquiring Cooper in a deal with an equity value of $2.8 billion that will combine the two century-old Ohio manufacturers. The deal also bringing an array of tire brands together under one roof, including Goodyear's Dunlap and Kelly brands and Cooper's Mastercraft and Mickey Thompson brands. White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says the process of catching up on vaccine distributions should be finished by midweek.
Delivering doses to administration sites is, as we know, only the first step. Sites around the country have a significant job ahead of them to quickly vaccinate the public.
Vaccine deliveries were slowed by bad weather in many parts of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
President Biden is making changes to the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses to try to reach smaller, minority-owned firms and sole proprietors left behind in previous rounds of aid. Starting on Wednesday for 2 weeks, the SBA will only accept applications for forgivable PPP loans from firms with fewer than 20 employees to ensure that they are not crowded out by larger firms. The changes make it easier for businesses with no employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people such as house cleaners and personal care providers that could not qualify previously because of business cost deductions. The streaming service Disney Plus decided over the weekend that The Muppet Show can only be seen with an adult present because the program includes negative depictions and/or mistreatment of people or cultures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honore claimed U.S. Capitol Police and the House and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms were complicit in the Capitol riot last month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tapped Honore to lead the investigation into the security of the U.S. Capitol after the attack on January 6th. Many Republicans on Capitol Hill questioning the pick of General Honore, including Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
So when it comes to General Honore, I mean, when you take a look at his tweets, you take a look at what an extreme partisan he is the last person. Yeah, I don't know the man, but I think he's the last person that ought to be heading any kind of investigation. And, of course, Lindsey Graham and I called for a completely independent investigation shortly after the breach on the 6th, and something independent of Congress. It's difficult to figure out how to do that when you have a president that's a Democrat and you have total control by Congress of Democrats. But we need a more independent and fair investigation of this, and I don't think we'll get it with the general that Nancy Pelosi has appointed.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The San Francisco School Board has decided to put on hold its plans to rename 44 schools, including those named after George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Board Commissioner Gabriela Lopez saying reopening will be our only focus until children and young people are back in schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.